quick retrieval of information. We're analyzing verbs. Mm-hmm. And verb analysis that I require is, you always go by the story. You write the name of the story mm-hmm. and what page it is on. You can even put the unit number for your own reference. It's a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. Then you copy. The first column is to copy the verb as it is in the story. Mm-hmm. Write the wrote the line number. I didn't put a column for that. So just put the line number mm-hmm. right next to it. Now, if this same verb repeats more than one time, do not copy it two times. Just write again in which line it is on. Mm-hmm. Okay? Like tally marks. So I know that you identify all the verbs. Some people do not identify the verbs. And it's important for me to know what you can identify, what you cannot identify, because that's what helps me to reteach. Okay? The next thing you're going to write is the root. Mm-hmm. After that, the binyan. And we have learned pa'al, pi'el, hif'il, hitpa'el in this class. Tense, right now you only know past, present, future, shem po'al, shem pe'ula. Shem po'al is the infinitive construct. Le plus infinitive construct. And guf is the personal pronoun. Ani, ata, at, hu, hi, anachnu, atem, aten, hem, hem. Shem ha-po'al is required. Shem pe'ula from you this year is a request. Okay, those of you who are taking it for credit or if you have serious intentions to continue, you need to get used to putting it in. The tefillah, the prayer, is full of, okay, all the rabbinic Hebrew is full of gerunds, shmot pe'ula. So you need to get used to creating them.
Can you define that? I forget what gerund is.
A gerund is the ing noun of the verb. The running was really difficult. Yeah. The running of the marathon was hard. Okay? Now, part of the review right now is going to include that. That's for each story. Okay? Flip the page. And when we are learning new verbs or new verb forms, you have a page to go ahead and conjugate it. This page is missing Shem Pe'ula. So under Shem HaPo'al, add on Shem Pe'ula, Jaron, because I would like for you to get used to putting it on. You know, about, look at it. It's the root, the binyan, Shem Po'al, Shem Pe'ula, then avar, past, hove, present, atid, future, tzivui,
imperative.
Okay, this is an individual verb. If in the same unit you have a few verbs that act the same way, just list them on the side. Okay? You're going to have your own booklet of verbs. In these kind of pages, these are summary pages. Let's say you're learning one binyan right now, and there are different types of fruits. So you're going to have the root on top, and you're going to conjugate it. This page, it has present and past, Shem HaPo'al. If you flip it, turn the page, you will have also future and imperative. Mm-hmm. See that? This page has the roots this way, mm-hmm. and the conjugation this way. Mm-hmm. Turn the page, and it depends how your brain works. This page has the root alongside and the conjugation this way. You have to try it only by trial and error to see how your brain registers information in an easy way. After I get to know you a little longer, I will be able to tell you I want you to do it this way because that's how you are learning. It will take me a day or two. Okay? You understand the difference between the different mm-hmm. charts in the back? Mm-hmm. But that's required every lesson. That's what's going to build your insights into the language. You guys, they're new. They need to do it for a while.
You didn't give us this last year.
I didn't give it to you.
And I like this better.
So use this.
No, it's so interesting, my different reactions. That's what you were saying. You know, our learning. Our
let's got more space to write it.
Maybe that's mostly it.
No, the other one just leaves you, the vowels are emphasized in a separate row. Anyways. I pay attention to vowels. You know, in the verb system, it's crucial. So, vowels. So these are to use today. And these ones are for you to make copies. So there are, you see, I put them on
a clip.
The other ones are stapled. So these go in the throwing binder.
But these are
the only verbs. Yeah, these are the same as that, but these are for you to make copies. These are for you in just a minute. Sorry. Okay? Mm-hmm. And what is it with me? I do one, yes?
Maybe the other one. But that's for your brain.
Today. Okay.
Is this from you?
It may be, I mentioned. But no, it was better from you.
Which one?
This.
This is from, what's her name? Paula.
Paula did it too.
Paula, and you did it, right? Did you do?
Yeah, I did it too, but I didn't, I forget whether my printer did he do that.
One of these pages is yours. I think it was a single, or maybe the other way around. Maybe this one is yours and Paula is the other one. But it doesn't matter. It's students' work, guys. They came to class, they had my old papers, they didn't have my old papers, they went home and created their own. They looked better and said, can we use it? Sure. That's how it goes. So you see there is a lot of student input. All right, next page, I made a summary.